Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands. Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 60th episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. We've been talking to a lot of individuals here in the Philippines, and it's about time once again to talk about an organization. The first organization that we talked to a few months back was the WWF, but now it's time to talk to the oldest JCI in Asia, the first in Asia, the first in Manila, and also the number one JCI chapter in the world. And to talk about it is the president of JCI, the current one, and he is the 67th president at that, Stephen Paul Anthony Tionlok Baltao.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, thanks for having us here.
We want to talk about the organization itself, the history. We want this to be immortalized on audio format, audio documentary, on the cloud, of course. And you're the best person to talk about it. You're the current president.
Yeah, well, you know, just to give you a little bit more information about it. You were mentioning, kanina, that it's the number one organization in Asia, but actually it's the number one organization in the world. Why? Because we've won the most outstanding organization, a chapter in the world, more times than any chapter in the world.
Wow.
We also have the most number of most outstanding presidents of the world than any other chapter in the world. Mm-hmm. So we've won it 7 times for most outstanding chapter, and 8 times for most outstanding president.
And that is exactly why I'm doing this, and I'm trying to give justice to my long-time absence from the organization. I know it's a privilege to be part of JCI Manila, and bumabawi lang ako, press.
Okay. No better time than now.
Sige, let's start from the inception of JCI Manila.
Oh, okay. So 1947, that was 2 years after World War II finished. Mm-hmm. And if you remember how Manila looked, it was in a rubble. The whole city was destroyed. When the Americans came and they started bombing unconditionally all the whole Metro Manila. Mm-hmm. Okay, so imagine now this guy named Artemio Vergel de Dios seeing his city in rubble. And then he was looking through a magazine and saw this article about Men in Action. It was the Junior Chamber of Commerce at that time, which is now JCI. Okay, so he saw how people were working and he figured, oh, we can do that. If it works in the U.S., we can definitely do that better here in the Philippines because we need it the most. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he wrote a letter to the U.S., okay, and asking if they could have it here. Mm-hmm. And gulat na lang siya. They got a letter back from JCC, Junior Chamber of Commerce in the U.S., telling them that, hey, yeah, they'll help them set it up here. And ang nangyari nun, there was because they were an American organization, they looked for somebody they knew in the Philippines. And there was this guy named Bertram Talbot, who used to work for the Northwestern Airlines. And they asked him if he could help them set it up. So by, I believe it was December of that year, 1947, they had their first meeting. They had 9 Filipinos and 7 Americans and a total of 16 guys. Mm-hmm. And the rest was history. The guys that were there were Ramon Del Rosario, Bertrand Talbot, Artemio Vergel de Dios, Gregorio Feliciano, like some very notable names at the time.
Mm-hmm. Ramon Del Rosario.
Yeah, Finma.
Oh,
Mr.
goodness.
Finma. Okay. In fact, he was the first ever Filipino world president. Yeah, and they wanted to have they were young guys at the time. Remember, mm-hmm. they were below 40 pa lang. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to have at the time, they were visionaries already. They wanted to have better leaders in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. They wanted to uplift the leadership of the young guys, mm-hmm. young Filipinos. Mm-hmm. And that's how they started to build each other.
Mm-hmm. And from then on, from 1947, when did it start to branch out to the entire Philippines?
When they went to the U.S. for the first time, for the first World Congress, Manila JCs pa lang sila nun. Dalawa lang pumunta doon. And then they were given instructions by the world president then that you have to have a national organization to become part of JC, the Junior Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So that's when they started to extend it to San Pablo, Cebu. Cebu was the very first extension. Mm-hmm. And then it became, I think, San Pablo, Laguna. San Pablo, Seven Lakes. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was a Bacolod also. I don't remember. There were seven other chapters after.
Tapos sunod-sunod na. Tapos
sunod-sunod na. In fact, we founded JCI Japan. That's why, you know, I remember this story in 1995. Ramon Del Rosario, Mr. Finma, he went to the World Congress in Japan. Mm-hmm. When the whole Japanese delegation found out he was there, mm-hmm. as soon as he rolled in from the back to be, he was in a wheelchair now. Mm-hmm. He was being wheeled in all the way to the front. All the Japanese stood up, mm-hmm. and every time he passed the hall, the aisle, the Japanese were bowing, and they didn't stand up until he got to the front.
Oh my goodness!
That's how much he was revered at that time.
It's like a shogun.
Like a shogun, yeah. And remember, we have a Prime Minister Taro Aso is a JCI. And for him to give his respects to JCI Philippines for founding them, that's something. Mm-hmm. Right?
So parang, all right, guys, after you bombed us, we're going to bring JCI to you.
Yeah. In fact, you know, the whole JCI, Japan, the whole country, is very thankful to the JCI's organization. Because when Ramon Del Rosario was the world president, he was the very first person to recognize Japan as an independent state after World War II. And that was 1951.
Galing.
Right? And to think, you know, diba, we were bombed like hell. Diba? Yeah. So imagine mo na we were the enemy. We were the first one to extend friendship to them. Uh-huh. And because of that recognition, the world recognized Japan as a state 7 years later. Because they figured, if this international organization can recognize them, why can't the rest of the world? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Japan recognizes that it was because of the JCs that they were able to stand up again.
My goodness. Yeah. How many world presidents have we had in JCI Manila or in JCI, the entire Philippines?
The entire Philippines, I'm not sure, but in JCI Manila, we've had three.
Three.
Yeah, so Ramon Del Rosario, mm-hmm. Sonny Belmonte, mm-hmm. I forget the third guy, but there's another, guy.
Magtatampo sa iyo.
I forget the
All right.
I'll remember it later. Yeah.
But you know, these are illustrious fellows in our society.
Oh, yes.
Who would have thought that Sonny Belmonte would become the Speaker of the House, yeah. right? Galeng, no? From during that time, siguro wala naman makaka-imagine na he will become this powerful and this popular. A lot of names here written in your testament to the University of Leaders. You have Henry C.
Yes. Henry C. was a director in 1963 under Aurelio Periquet. So he was a board director already.
Mm-hmm. So during that time, sa ano pa lang siya? Doon pa lang sa Carriedo pa lang siguro.
Carriedo pa lang siya nun.
Yung SM yeah. nun. Huh?
In fact, he got his break because of the JCs.
Mm. And because of JCs?
Yeah, because of the JCs. Nobody knows that story. It's only us that knows about it.
Uh-huh.
He's very thankful to the JCs because he got his first break. Because Ting Alion, who at that time was the leasing manager of Ayala, who's now the chairman of Insular Life, magkaibigan sila ni Henry C. noon. And then nung linilease out na yung Ayala, linapitan niya si Henry C. Sabi niya, I've seen how you work in the JCs. I think you can handle this. So he offered him that spot where that SM is right now in Ayala. And then at that time, kinabahan si Henry C. Parang, wow, that's a huge space. From a small store in Carriedo, I'm gonna go this big, right? So he thought about it over the weekend. By Monday, went back to Ting Alion and said, okay, let's do it. I'll build a three-story or a four-story building there. At the time, was unheard of. A shoe store that had that many floors.
This is the one in EDSA. In Makati, right? The SM there.
The SM there. The very first SM outside of Carriedo.
The very first branch outside Carriedo, no?
And he got to see his first big mall in a JC World Congress in Vegas. That's how he conceptualized SM City North EDSA.
Ah, so talagang connected lahat sa JC. I know. Teka muna. Okay, when I was active in JCI Manila, they would tell us to stop calling us JCs. It's JCI Manila.
Mm.
Tell us what the difference of, kasi for example, marami na ikinig sa atin, ha? Hindi naman member ng JCI. Ano ba ang JCs? At ano ang JCI? Ba, how come there was a sudden change of?
We just follow the international guidelines because before, if you remember 1947, it used to be called Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Ah.
And then it became the JCs.
Uh-huh.
And then now, just to make sure that everybody follows the same branding.
Mm-hmm.
It's JCI now, Junior Chamber International.
So ito yung branding lang ng
international.
Pagdating doon sa pagdating doon sa mga papel, pagdating doon sa mga stationaries, etc. Yeah. But you know, I mean if you call it JCs, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, it's a nickname.
It's a nickname. Yeah,
the JCs.
Okay, sino pa ba mga ang dami kasi dito mga nakasulat. Oh, si Cecilio Pedro, I interviewed him here.
Yeah, Happy Toothpaste.
Yeah, Happy Toothpaste. He's also a leader
JC,
and
yeah.
Product of Manila JCs. Oh, si Ramon Cuanco.
Mm.
Puro mga bilyonaryo ito. Si, ano pa ba? Kay Sunny Belmo. Sunny Angara.
Mm.
Si Sunny.
Yeah, you're Sunny.
Si Sunny Angara. Yeah. I was thinking of the Ed Angara.
No. Si Sunny mismo.
Oh, yeah. Nalala ko ba nun eh. Magkasama kami when we built the Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, oh, yes.
That was like a...
do you know we already have scholars there?
Yeah, it came out in the news, in TV5, in all network, actually. Oh. Network companies. And when I read the news, oh, kasama ako dyan.
Yeah, imagine before, no? These kids didn't have a future. Now, they're going to school. Mm. They're competing internationally.
Mm. Mm. Okay, Prez, tell us about the noteworthy and milestone projects that JCI Manila has gotten itself into for the past decades.
All right, maybe we'll start with the very first ever project in 1947 was to clean up Metro Manila. Clean up Manila because it had the rubble and the trash.
Mm.
It took them 1 month, but they cleaned up the city.
Okay.
They were able to tap the U.S. Army, the Philippine government.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the job of the Manila JCs. Eh? Mm-hmm. It's not us doing it ourselves. We do it ourselves, but we connect the community with us to make the project bigger. And so that was the first project. The second one was, the more notable ones was Operation Brotherhood. At the time, Vietnam refugees, they needed help from us. So we sent JCI Manila members there to help out the refugees. Okay, so it became Operation Brotherhood, OB. Mm. And if you remember that school, OB Montessori.
Yes.
That's actually a JCI Manila project.
Really?
Manila JC project.
The one here in Green Hills?
The one there in Green Hills. Before it became a private school, now with Sina Sullivan, that was the brainchild of Sila Washington Sisip.
Ah.
Okay, so that was started because of Manila JCs.
And then they cashed in. Different family. Anyway. Okay, and what else? What else?
AIM, Asian Institute of Management. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was also a Manila JC project. And then it became a school, became an organization.
Wow.
Also by Sina Washington Sisip, those guys. Oh,
mga Lasal Ateneo.
Lasal Ateneo guys, yeah. Oh. And then, what are the more notable ones? Lately, we've had the Field of Dreams in Smoky Mountain. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get kids out of poverty, the people there out of poverty. So we have a lot of livelihood programs, sports. We're also doing reef rehabilitation, putting in artificial reefs.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it now in Batangas, Iloilo, Bantayan, Cagayan de Oro, Davao.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing it for the past 4 years, and we've gone back to the places where we planted the artificial reefs.
Mm-hmm.
Buhay na. We started this last month. We were in Batangas.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga rare fish like those pipe fish that you don't see anymore there, they're starting to come back.
Wow. Right?
So in terms of impact, I think our boys are doing well.
The pressure is really on for every president to implement noteworthy projects after you mentioned all of these great projects, cleaning up Manila, cleaning up and preserving the reefs. Parang hirap maging presidente ng JCI because that means that you really have to come up with a project that's My goodness, that's got to be off the roof as well. Manila Jaycees, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one in the world, the number one in the Philippines, the number one in Asia. And if you are invited to be a member, you have to go there. And once you're there, once you get in, you have to be active. Look who's talking.
your project left a mark.
that's the only thing I can say. But, you know, the most important thing is follow-up. So I'm trying to make up for it right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's very prestigious to be a member of Manila JCI. And I do recognize that. And it actually happened in the United States in 2008 when I was part of this delegate from the Philippines. They sent youth. I was still part of the youth then. Take up this leadership project, and you know, lo and behold, you know who my mentor there was?
Who?
Noni Abad.
Oh. Past president.
Past president. And he kept on saying, you have to be a member of JC's, JCI, JC. And then andun sila ni yung mga other JCI members from Davao, from Cebu, yung mga kasama ko. So that's how I got into JCI Manila. So tell me, let's talk about your presidency. How different and how difficult is it?
You know, all of a sudden you're thrown into running a corporation with 300 employees. And the 300 employees, a lot of them are even a lot better than you pa, or they have a higher position pa in society than you.
Uh-huh.
And these are employees, these are volunteers.
Uh-huh.
So balancing all of them, making sure that they're all happy,
uh-huh,
you know, that's a tough job. And we're supposed to be training leaders, eh, diba?
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be creating leaders. Mm. So if you're not activating the 300 guys to become leaders, you're not doing your job.
Okay.
That means you got to do a lot of projects. So just we just had a check just last June. So far, we're already up to more than 100 projects, and we're only halfway through the year.
My goodness, 100 projects under your presidency.
Huh? And we're only halfway through the year.
And what are these, if you can name a few.
Okay, so just last weekend, we were in Smoky Mountain doing urban farming. So we created this system where underneath there's tilapia fish, and then on top, you can plant herbs and plants. And the water, di ba madudumi yan eh, tatay yung tilapia doon.
Uh-huh.
The water gets filtered up. It becomes fertilizer for the food, for the plants. And then the water gets filtered down clean again.
Fantastic.
Right? So we're doing that kind of, it's supposed to solve food security for poverty-stricken areas.
The urban population. Where did you get this technology?
Our guys researched it. It's a baby Jay-Z project now. We gave them the target of doing urban farming. They did the research.
Kaling. Now it's running in my mind. Is this an Israeli technology? Is this a Taiwan technology? Pero galing, no? Mm. So you can do a lot in such a limited space.
Yes. That's the whole idea. One family should be able to do their own urban farming in a small space.
So it can feed the family, no?
It can feed the family.
No, may isda ka na, may gulay ka pa.
Correct.
Subsistence farming. Kaling.
Correct. And then, even if water is scarce, that water gets recycled.
Mali pala yung bahay kubo. Kasi yung bahay kubo, puro gulay eh. May isda na. Dapat baguhin natin yung bahay kubo.
The urban version.
Bahay kubo, may isda, may tilapia.
Yeah, so that's one of the projects. We're doing a lot of Sea of Life programs also all over the Philippines. Sea of Life.
Okay,
that's where we put in the artificial reefs. What were the other ones we had lately? Music Academy in Smoky Mountain also.
Mm-hmm.
We have this international DJ. His name's Callum David. His baby Jay-Z group is putting together a music school there, teaching kids how to do music.
So later on, they'll be raving. Tugs, 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 tugs.
Who knows? He might train one to become an international DJ.
I know. The DJs are getting, David Guetta's getting old.
We need new guys.
Oh, we need new guys. What do we do in JCI? It says here, well, you divide it into two. There's an external and internal functions. Externally, community development, there's business, government, environment, and disaster response. You haven't mentioned the Upland Damayan.
Upland Damayan, yeah.
That's a huge project that even the U.S. ambassador was bragging about.
So because we're already we try to get the funding before the disaster happens. So when the disaster strikes, we're normally the first responders. So we're also connected with the military to the point where if we need to airdrop certain things, we can actually tap the military to help us with that. So like, what was the latest? There was a fire in Pagadian that hit 7,000 families. You probably got, people in Metro Manila probably didn't hear about that. But we sent truckloads of relief goods already.
Galing,
right? Parang on 2 days' notice.
Galing, you know. Community development. Well, I'm looking at all of your projects, and your projects are scattered all over the country already. Talking about the... bringing life to the sea, it's not only the corals in Manila Bay. Because when you say JCI Manila, one would think that your projects are limited to Manila only.
No.
So talagang ano siya?
It's helping the country. Yeah.
Helping the entire country.
Yeah. The Manila is more of a brand for us. If you say you're from JCI Manila, that's the branding.
Pogi ka.
It's really for the country. We try to develop the whole country.
Okay. Internal, University of Leaders. And we did mention the leaders earlier. I mean, there's a lot. We just mentioned a few of them. Meron pa nga ditong, si Dante Lantin. Nandito rin si Carlos Palanca.
Aurelio Periquet.
Periquet. And then, of course, soon to be a legend, Steve Baltao.
Hindi masyado ata mahirap abutin yung mga nandiyan.
you'll never know, right?
Never know.
I'm sure these guys, when they were members of the JCs, they never thought that they'd get to where they are, like Miguel Magsaysay, Gingona, Orly Mercado.
Orly Mercado.
I interviewed him here.
Oh, wow.
Great guy. Fantastic
guy.
One
of your 60 guys.
Oh, galing. Sobra. At least ikaw yung huli.
See, actually, yung kwento nga ni Henry C. When he was a baby JC, makasabayan niya mga Harvard graduates, MIT graduates, and then he didn't graduate college at the time. But he was accepted in the JC because he was so humble, and he just said he wanted to develop himself to become a better person. And the rest was history.
Tingnan mo naman siya, napaka-yaman na, no? Hindi na mabilang ang pera, di ba? Kung ano na pinapasok. Jaime Zobel de Ayala.
Yes.
You still get to interact with these guys, like Jaime Isabel de Ayala. I mean, is it easy to set up an appointment if you say I'm from JCI Manila and we have this project?
Actually, yes. Like for example, even Washington CCIP, Ramon de Rosario Jr., the son already. If you say you're from JCI Manila and you're trying to get an appointment in, yeah, it's easy.
You know what we do, so I can make up for my absence. Let's interview all of these guys.
The ones that are still alive there, in that list, no?
Yeah, the ones that are still alive. let's interview the noteworthy JCI Manila members, and then let's create that as a project under your presidency.
Yeah.
And what do you say?
You know, Washington CCIP is open. He'll really invite you into his office. He'll tell you his stories about back in the day. Cesar Virata, si Prime Minister. He'll tell you about his stories back in the day. Now, we've sat with them. We went to their offices to do a courtesy call after we took over the board.
President Steve, how does one become a member of JCI Manila? I'm sure that a lot of the young out there who would want to be a member of the JCI would like to eye on JCI Manila, especially those who have ambitions in life. These people know that you have a University of Leaders, and JCI Manila has developed all of these leaders that we have right now.
Right. Okay. To get in, the number one priority is for somebody to sponsor you in, because that sponsor has to vouch for your character, your credibility, and if ever you do anything wrong inside, he's gonna be the one to cover up for you. So, for example, if you have a bouncing check or anything like that, that sponsor is gonna take care of you, right? And after the sponsor puts you in, you go through this interview process just to make sure that your heart is in the right place mm-hmm. and that you have the humility to go through the whole process. Mm-hmm. After that, you have to do a project worthy of being called the GCI Manila Project. Mm-hmm. That's why, like the project that you did before in Smoky Mountain when you created the mm-hmm. baseball field there. Mm-hmm. That's something worthy of being called a JCM and a project.
Yes. Right?
And then there's some minor things mm-hmm. that you have to go through, like attend X amount of GM general membership mm-hmm. meetings and mm-hmm. so on. But those are the basic ones. If your baby JC group gets through that whole process, regardless if your project is successful or not, uh-huh. as long as you go through the process, then you'll be able to get in.
And of course, they don't just have to be a member of JCI Manila. There are a lot of JCIs in the Philippines, right? Mm-hmm. If they're in Mindanao, if they're in Visayas, they can go to their respective chapters.
Yes. We have a lot of very good JCI organizations also in the provinces. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. We have some in Cagayan de Oro, Davao, Gensan, Zamboanga, mm-hmm. the works. I think in almost every province we have.
How would you like your presidency to be remembered?
All right. Our batch this year, it's called Legacy Batch because it's actually the 100th year of JCs in the world. Okay, so we're actually in the edge of time. We're the end of a century and we're also the beginning of the next century. And what we do now is going to ripple out throughout the next 100 years. The same way that your project, that Smoky Mountain Baseball Field project, the Field of Dreams, is still rippling through years after you've done it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we want to be remembered for the legacies that we're leaving behind. And the number one legacy that we want to do is to create 100 leaders by the end of the year. Okay, we have 300 strong members now. To make every single guy active is going to be a tough job. But to make at least 100 chairmen doing noteworthy work, that I think is the legacy that we're going to be leaving behind. And the new processes that we've introduced in. Mm-hmm. Because, the reason why JCI Manila is so good is because every single leader that passed through our halls left their DNA inside. Washington Sisip left a piece of him when he tried to improve the processes of JCI Manila. Mm-hmm. Cecilio Pedro left his DNA in. All of those guys are still active in the background. And their DNA is set in our organization. Mm. Pawis, dugo, pagod, mm. pinasok nila dyan. Diba? No, and it's our turn to make sure that we do a better job than them because we owe it to them to do better. Okay, and that we're hoping that we're leaving that kind of a DNA in. We're leaving the chapter a lot better than we found it in.
Right. Wow. Any projects, any events that we should look forward to this year?
Oh, yeah. For every single pillar of activity we do for ComDev, environmental protection, business and government, we're trying to create one memorable pillar for the year. Mm. For environmental protection, we're trying to expand the Sea of Life to cover hectares. We've already gotten the involvement of the Philippine Navy to mm-hmm. help us drop the domes. Mm-hmm. SGV is already on board to be our auditor. And we're almost there at getting PBSP in to partner with us to fund the whole activity. Right, so that's for Sea of Life. Mm-hmm. For ComDev, we're building a whole ecosystem of livelihood programs and sports development for the children and their parents in Smoky Mountain. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll find something that works, that's expandable, that's scalable, and we can start to do it in different communities outside of Smoky Mountain. Because mm-hmm. the pinaka toughest environment is Smoky Mountain. Eh? Mm-hmm. If you succeed there, you can bring that model anywhere.
If you can make it there, you make it
anywhere. Exactly. That's like the toughest of the toughest symbols of poverty.
In the Philippines, yeah. No grabe.
We'll give you an example. Like in Iloilo, there's an Aita community mm-hmm. that's becoming beggars in the city mm-hmm. because they've been pushed out of the jungle. They're starting to become beggars in the city. They've lost their culture. Mm-hmm. They live under houses like rats. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the model that we're building in Smoky Mountain, like that urban farming mm-hmm. and livelihood programs there, if that works, mm-hmm. those Aitas in Iloilo will be one of the beneficiaries of that new model, the new system. So we start to import the systems outside of Smoky Mountain. All right.
Congratulations, President Steve Baltawan. May God bless you. You're a good man.
Oh, thank
you so much. And good luck also to the organization to the chapter JCI Manila.
Oh. And I look forward to seeing you around more often, Martz.
This is just a start.
Good. Good to know. We'll see about that. Thanks for having us, huh?
The 60th episode of Martin's Man Cave here in podcast.ph. My name is Martin Adenar, and we've just had the 67th president of JCI Manila. You can download us for free again on iTunes. You can also go to Spreaker. You can go to Spreaker, Podomatic. You can check us out on Clamor. And our official URL at http://podcast.ph. You can also check us on YouTube. We will be there in just a few... Well, every time we finish a program, we upload it right away. All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.